If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I know a lot of you have a busy life with lots of stuff, lots of activities with the kids, with your family that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between noon and 3. That's why we have created Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. You want to listen to yesterday's show or Tuesday's show? Doesn't matter. It's all there. kevinwallradio.com. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to visit with Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. He's been covering the Raiders, and of course the Raiders victorious in their Hall of Fame game. And now it's on to game 2 of the preseason against the Minnesota Vikings. You have to say it the right way, though. Minnesota. That's the way they say it in Minnesota. Minnesota. Unbelievable. Ron Futrell will join us coming up. He always makes me laugh. We'll see if today is any exception or if this is the way it's going to be. I always laugh when he's on. He makes me giggle. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. The 7-page warrant issued to search former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate's been unsealed. Among the items taken by FBI agents, nearly two dozen boxes of documents with materials ranging from top secret to lower classification, along with handwritten notes, even photographs. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham urging Attorney General Garland to come clean about why the raid.
Let us know why you did this, and you may have a good reason. But there is so much suspicion out there, rightly so, that if you don't disclose what drove this, you're creating a bad situation, an untenable situation.
Author Salman Rushdie attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck this morning by a man who rushed the stage as he was about to give a lecture in western New York. The bloodied 75-year-old flown to a hospital, his condition not immediately known. A suspect was taken into custody as police try to work to find a motive. Rushdie's book, Satanic Verses, which Iranian Muslims considered blasphemous, came out in the early 80s. Tehran issued a $3 million reward for his death back then. The House of Representatives expected to pass the Senate-approved Inflation Reduction Act today.
Republicans and economists say the measure will do nothing to curb inflation, referring to items in the bill like increased American reliance on China for rare earth minerals, increased taxes on the middle class, and $80 billion to hire an additional 87,000 IRS agents to perform audits, an expansion of Obamacare, and $8.4 billion to further environmental justice in agriculture. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has happily described the measure as life-changing legislation. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Actor Anne Heche, who's been in a coma since her car accident last week, has died. She was 53. More at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the deadly week for pedestrians in the Vegas Valley continues. Yesterday, when a woman was hit on East Tropicana, police say the woman was crossing Tropicana near Morris Street outside of a marked crosswalk when she was hit by a Hyundai Sonata going east. The 72-year-old driver faces charges of DUI and hit and run. Three pedestrians lost their lives earlier this week in three separate incidents. Well, training camp is still 6 weeks away, but the Vegas Golden Knights are going to be without their number one goaltender for the entire upcoming 2022-2023 season. It's been revealed that the netminder Robin Leonard needs hip surgery. Vegas Golden Knights primary starter last year went 23-17-2 with nearly a 91% save percentage. Injuries limited Leonard to just 44 starts last season. He underwent shoulder surgery earlier this offseason. Now the team's two goaltenders last season were Lauren Brousseau and rookie Logan Thompson from the Silver Knights. So good luck to the Golden Knights. Another big year coming up.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're seeing bumper-to-bumper flows through the resort area of Interstate 15 right now. Southbound at Oki, northbound at Spring Mountain, you're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there. Congestion on the Beltway 215. And those HOV lanes are unavailable on the 15 between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local, and that means on a Friday, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, and he joins us. You've been doing these Formula One before and after pieces. Explain what you're doing on TV.
I just want to document what's going on in that 40-acre lot right there. How it's going from, a dump heap, trash. It was not a very – nothing's been built there except for that one. It was called The Drink when it was first opened, the club there, and then it became Ice, and that was at the corner of Koval and Harmon. And then it's an empty lot. Other than that, that took up 1 acre. Okay, so you had 39 other acres in there. So it's changing, not daily, but pretty close right now. Okay, so there was old trees there. There was a lot of homeless people there, for that matter. And had a fence around it, a raggedy old fence. It was easy to get in and out of if you wanted to. And we're talking about the area just south of Ellis Island, that empty lot.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is just I want to sort of document the progress of what Formula One's going to be doing on that lot. Now they tore down the ice. They did that a month ago. And now they've cleaned out the lot so that it's pretty level right now. And they've taken out some of those interior roads that were built there, and I don't know the reasons for those. Probably mobsters buried in there, too. They're going to probably find some boxes.
Oh.
It's right east of the strip, so it's right behind the Flamingo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What will we find? Who needs to go to Lake Mead? You can just stay in the city and recover bodies.
And soon they're going to be. So now it's pretty level. It's pretty nice. They got a nice fence around it. It looks pretty good. It's presentable. It's ready. It's ready to start building something. So the first sign of construction on there, I'll be back and I'll be sure we'll find some video of them starting to build something. And that's going to be the Formula One. The start finish line is going to be right around there, probably on Harmon itself, or rather on Koval. But you're going to have the paddock area there. Formula One this week said that they want to have something there that's permanent in the sense that they could use it year round.
Yeah,
my it's zoned casino. My guess is they will put some sort of Formula One type casino there. You don't have to; it doesn't have to be big, to be attractive, because they're going to do it right and put a lot of money into it. But the paddock area is going to be permanent. They will have their offices there, so they'll have. It will take up a lot of space. The pits will be there for the Formula One race coming up in November of next year. So it'll be fun to see. So I'm sort of interested. Plus, it's pretty close to Channel 8, so I can drive by.
Oh, there
I
you go.
Grab a bite to eat. I can head over there. And when I go to Cane's Chicken, all the fine dining places.
Yeah, they're all right there. They're all right there.
Yeah, I can find them.
I love that. I love it. You've been covering the Raiders, and, of course, the Raiders had the impressive win over the Jaguars in the Hall of Fame game. What was the coaching staff? Were they – I mean, I know it's a preseason game. It's an exhibition game. It doesn't count. But did they get excited about the way the team played? Because they did play well.
No, they did not, at least that they showed. There's a lot we have to work on. Here's Josh McDaniels. There's a lot we got to work on still. We got some things that didn't work out that we need to take and we need to improve on and put things, which is exactly what you want. I mean, you don't want them coming out there going, hey, we beat the Jags, man. You know the Jags. They're the team that had the second worst record in the NFL. Yeah. So we beat the Jags in a practice game. They had to like what they saw. What I took away from it was, as I've said often, and I misname him, Jason Statham, just because it helps me remember Jared Stidham, who is the backup quarterback who started the game and did real well. I thought he looked impressive now. And where he's important is that he was brought to the Raiders from New England as the backup quarterback, so he knows the system that Josh McDaniel is going to be using with the Raiders. So that's important for him. And Nick Mullen is their other backup quarterback who certainly has some experience in the NFL. So they're in good shape with quarterback stuff. And obviously with Derek Carr and the way he connects, he's going to have three great targets. So if he has time to throw this year, watch out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you, I've been a part of these things covering new coaching staff, new offensive coordinator, new system. How much of the offense is installed right now? Do they have most of it in place?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They've got the basis of it. I mean, they may expand. Well, and you know how the offense has changed throughout the season. They add new things. They put in new twists because they don't want to be predictable. And that's why football is so much fun, more than any other sport. And when people watch football, and I found myself doing it the other night for the first time watching that game, and then last night there were a couple of games, is guys watch football and they're coaching while they're watching it. You don't even have to know much about football to be the coach. But you've got 30 seconds between each play, and what you're sitting there going, it's third and short. What are you going to do? You know, we have to use the fullback and get the 3 yards. No, wait a second. No, he's got to go to the tight end here. The tight end just over the middle. Hit that. No, surprise them and throw deep. So in that 30 seconds, you're doing it in your own mind if you're paying attention, or you're doing it with your buddies, and you're going back and forth, and you're coaching. And you do that in football unlike any other sport. Okay, pitching changes in baseball. Come along. Basketball has no coaching. It's just throw the guys out there and let them play and make a substitution occasionally. So there's very little coaching, and I'm putting that in air quotes, in basketball that you can do as you're watching the game. But football, the attraction to me of football, and I think I'm every man, so I think every guy's like this, is that you're coaching during the game and you're calling plays, and when they don't call the play you want and it doesn't work, you're yelling at the coach. And you're kidding me? I saw that. I saw what he said. No, but you hear it sometimes in the stands.
Yeah.
At games, you will hear people yelling out plays and calls and stuff like that, and it's entertaining. Come on now, you're going to go deep, throw deep. What's the deal? You can't
down the middle,
here?
Down the middle.
It's wide open. Didn't you see Hunter Renfrow? How could you miss Hunter? Well, he's short. I mean, you know, he's not real tall. I mean, you can see Darren Waller much easier. But how did you miss Hunter Renfrow over there? Come on. Anyway, you get it.
I get it. Ron Futrell gets it. He's the sports anchor reporter, 8 News Now. Any indication of when we will see, or if we will see, Derek Carr?
No indication. We won't see him this weekend. Minnesota's playing here on Sunday. That's a 1:25 start on the NFL Network. So they're going to be playing. Yeah, they got the Vikings here. So he's not going to be with that. So I doubt that he's going to play. If we see him, it'll be again in the New England game Friday, August 26th. That's a home game here at 5 o'clock in the evening start. So that game, we might see him for a possession or two. But there's no need at this point to put him out there, risk getting him hurt. And it's just going to be simple stuff anyway that they would do because they don't want to give anything away. But the New England game will be interesting because it's Parcells coming here. And it's also the matchup between the two coaching staffs from last year. Josh McDaniels was the guy, and he was the offensive coordinator in New England. So there you go.
I'm curious, is he running the same system that he ran in New England?
Similar. Yes. They're not running the same offense they did last year. And, they're going to – I see them running – here's the best way I will describe it. A short passing ball control offense. That's what I see this offense being next year, meaning 8-yard game, 7-yard game through the air, passing the ball probably 2/3 of the time and using a short. Will they go deep? Yes. Oh, you bet. You've got to keep defenses honest. And also, by the way, they have that Davante Adams guy now. And I've seen him and Derek.
He's pretty
Carr
good. He's pretty good.
Those 2 years, at Fresno State. Yeah. So they're yes. You have to have the deep threat, if for no other reason to keep the defenses honest. Plus, that's what the fans like, and it's going to be fun. I mean, the first time these two guys connect on an 87-yard touchdown pass, or even let's go here, a 65-yard touchdown pass, it's going to go ballistic. Raiders fans will, and rightly so. So that'll happen. And the rap on Derek Carr, and I don't think it's really justified, is, he doesn't throw the ball deep. And sometimes been justified. He hasn't had a great offensive line. And to throw deep, you do need an offensive line that's going to give you 4 seconds, 5 seconds at least for the receiver to get downfield. So that if they've got that, then they're going to be in pretty good shape. But I see them as a short yardage, ball control, passing offense. And go for the 12 yards, go for the 8 yard, go for the 4-yard gain, and do it off short passes, because they have so many weapons right now with Hunter Renfro, with Darren Waller, and with Davante Adams.
Yeah, one statistic that I think is going to change this year is yards after the catch. That you've now rattled off the litany of wide receivers. And we've got a bunch of guys now that can turn a 3-yard reception into a 13 or a 30-yard reception. That number, I think, is going to change this year.
The yak. You're talking about the yak.
Yeah.
Yards after catch. Yes, and that's what it's – and now they keep track of that stuff in the NFL. And Davante Adams is the best in the league at that. Okay, let's go there. Because of his speed, his ability to get open and find a small opening – and then when you put that and you have two other real threats, boy, it's and then if you want to put a two tight end offense in there at times, that could be effective and fun to see what's going on. Foster Moreau had a pretty good season last year, so don't discount number 87 and what he can do for the Raiders on offense. So I don't know really I'm learning the rest, because the rest of the wide receivers are all new, pretty much. There's gonna be one or two guys out of that crowd that's gonna surprise, and you're gonna smile. So
something that's gonna make folks smile, especially if they DVR'd this thing, and that is Field of Dreams, the game yesterday won by the Cubs, not the Reds. Sorry about that, Jim Dallas. Sorry.
Yeah.
did you catch any of that?
Oh, part of it. It was fun. I mean, I go last year with the Yankees, and then Rangers. Anyway, whoever beat them with a home run in the last inning, and they had a thrilling finish, and that was unforgettable the first time they played there. I saw some of the highlights, so I didn't watch much of the game.
But I tell you what, though, Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior playing catch, pretty darn impressive.
Oh, that okay. Now I can picture that coming out of the cornfield and playing the catch. Yes, impressive. Oh, okay, Kevin, there's two things we have to talk about. And you and I, we of course go over these segments with a fine-tooth comb, and they're all very well choreographed.
At least one of us comes to rehearsal.
Yeah, but two things we got to talk about before we're done here, so I want to make sure that we have time for it,
yep.
Is what's happening with the Knights and their Robin Leonard now out for the season. and that story. And also the Little League team from Paseo Verde in Henderson playing today at 2 o'clock. Winner goes on to the Little League World Series. They're taking on a team from Utah, from Southern Utah. And so those two things we can talk in depth about, too. I want to make sure that we have time. Make sure we have time for that.
So tell me what happens. What happens now with the Golden Knights? They've got two guys that nobody's ever heard of, and that's it. Are we going to have to go out and get a goaltender?
Yes. And it's slim pickings right now. And they're going to have to trade to get a goalkeeper. It's not like you can go free agency now and find somebody. All free agents are gone in that sense. So they've got to – okay. Now they have room in the salary cap because the $5 million that they're paying Robin Lehner will be gone this year. So with him not playing, so they have that. They'll probably have $6 to $7 million right now in cap space, so they can get. They have the room to be able to get somebody. Oddly enough, how this has changed. This is a team that was $10 to $12 million over the cap last year, and that was part of their problem. They kept having to put people out and with injuries. And there's my air quotes again with injuries that they couldn't play during the regular season. I'm sure they had something sore on them. They had a bruise. Okay. But they ended up having to sit out quality players because they were so far over the cap. But that mess that caused them to not make the playoffs. Their mismanagement by this team caused them to miss the playoffs. Now mismanagement again. Here we go. Is the decision two and a half years ago to say we're going with Robin Lehner. We're signing him and getting him from Chicago. And by the way, now we have $12 million in salary with Fleury making $7 million and Lehner making $5 million a year. We can't have $12 million of an $81 million salary cap and on our goalkeeper, so we got to get rid of somebody. So who do they get rid of? Well, we all know the answer. So you piss off the fans by getting rid of Flower. You piss them off, and you keep the worst goalie of the two. And Lehner has shown some signs of brilliance, of being very good and very solid in the net. There's no question about that. But his injuries have been a problem. And now he's 5-year contract, $5 million a year. He's 2 years into it. This will be his third year. They have him 2 more years after this, after he sits out this year. But they have Logan Thompson, who was a rookie last year, played about 20 games. He's 26, 27 years old. So he's sort of old, if you will, for a rookie. But they've got him and Laurent Brossoit. I don't know when he's coming back, because he has been injured. So he was the backup goalie sometimes. But I look back, Kevin, on how bizarre it was the final 2 weeks of the season when Robin Lehner had a shoulder problem that he was out during games, and so he wasn't showing up to practice, and the team was putting out statements of, we expect to see Robin Lehner will be back at practice today, and they were saying he'd be back, and then he wouldn't show.
Yeah.
And they would be at practice, and you'd see Logan Thompson there, and an emergency goalie. The emergency goalie, like it's like you or me putting on pads out there.
Waving for the big right-hander to put on the pads. Oh, my God. Hey,
and then
hang on to that thought, guy. I need to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. More coming up with Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter from 8 News Now, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Wake up with the CW. Start your day with Kelly Curran and your weather authority. I'll keep you prepared for the best.